Prior to last week's big outage, concern about the nation's electrical power grid took a back seat to more high-profile energy policy debates. The Bush administration was focused on issues such as boosting energy production and drilling in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Well, it's a new week and a new landscape. Now the grid is news. When Congress and the president return to the Capitol later this summer, Washington can expect heated debate over how to prevent future outages. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The political battle over the blackout has already begun, even though the exact cause of last week's outage has yet to be determined. President Bush is making the point that the National Energy Plan he proposed more than a year ago, but which has not been approved by Congress, contains provisions that would help prevent future power outages.
Part of the plan recognizes that the grid needs to be modernized, that the delivery systems need to be modernized.
Look for the White House to use last week's power failure to put pressure on Congress. The Republican-controlled House has already approved an energy plan to the president's liking. Over in the Senate, meanwhile, where the GOP majority is much smaller, a very different energy package has been passed. This one is more to Democrats' liking, and it leaves out one thing the president wants badly: approval for drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Over the past several days, Democrats, including Massachusetts Congressman Edward Markey, have complained that it's the president's position on ANWR that has caused the entire energy bill to get bogged down.
The American people are not demanding that we drill in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, that we engage in other anti-environmental activities. And as a result, those issues, which are also part of the Republican energy bill, should just be made separate, and we'll continue to debate them for months or years.
Democrats say that the issue of the electricity grid should be dealt with immediately on its own. Republicans counter that the issue can be handled in conference committee as part of the effort to reconcile differences between existing House and Senate versions of energy legislation. Republican Congressman Billy Tozan is the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. He spoke on ABC's This Week.
We have a bill now in the House. The Senate has finally responded with the bill, and we can fix all of this if everybody will simply quit trying to cast blame on each other and simply get together and pass the bill.
Steve Fetter, an energy consultant based in New Jersey, says it's the kind of issue, though, that is extremely difficult to reach consensus on.
The toughest thing about this issue is it is so incredibly complicated that you have state and federal regulators, you have members of Congress and members of state legislatures dealing with an issue that if you sat them down at your dinner table, they could not explain the technical side of how transmission is carried out, and they could not begin to explain what led to the cascading domino effect caused by the blackout last week.
The policy debate also covers the amount of authority the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, has to oversee the power grid. Further complicating things is the fact that the disagreements don't always fall on traditional Democratic or Republican or conservative or liberal lines. This issue also touches on states' rights and federal authority and the autonomy of regional grid operators in some states. Fetter says the biggest question is who will have ultimate control.
Will it be the federal government through the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or will states have a say in what goes forward? And I think that's where the dividing lines come.
It promises to be a monumental task sorting it all out and putting it in the form of legislation, but it's the challenge that awaits Congress as soon as it returns from its annual August recess. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.